The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Anybody who knows me knows that I love Google AdSense for a lot of different reasons. I mean, it's been a great money driver for us to be able to concentrate more on the content that we're writing, and that's the idea of contextual ads, is that you can find advertising that automatically supports the writing. And as we were going through a list of folks who were going to be at Search Engine Strategies, we knew that we'd have to talk to some contextual ad people, folks, and we found a couple of managing partners of a company, Reprise Media, and it's their responsibility to help people who want to get involved in the game and want to get in the search engines, and you help them optimize their contextual ad placement, correct?
That is correct. Paid search placements, contextual, organic. Absolutely.
So now what do you think? Is it worth really paying a contextual ad when you can go for the organic search placements?
Well, I think the thought is around all of these different paid marketplaces is that everything works at its price. So for a long time, the engines, Google in particular, tried to convince us that there was equal value between paid search and contextual search or contextual advertising. And certainly we had seen firsthand that that wasn't the case. But the engines were now prepared to give us the tools we needed to separate these marketplaces out. So now that you can bid on contextual separate from search, our thought is that, assuming you can find the price at which that traffic is profitable for you, it represents upside over what you may be getting organically or from the broader paid search market. So in the interest of just driving as much volume as we possibly can, certainly we're big proponents of contextual advertising.
So has Google been a good customer for you?
Well, a good customer to the extent that they have the largest exchange as far as search marketing is concerned. So in that regard, yes, absolutely. I mean, despite the fact that from time to time there's frustrations with them and they've had a monopoly on this market for the past couple of years, they are starting to listen to the feedback. They've made a lot of changes to the program, and certainly a company like ours could not exist to the extent that it does right now had it not been for Google.
And just to add some more color on your question about whether or not contextual should be bought when someone's ranking well organically, it's critical to understand that contextual ads also show up on blogs and all sorts of user-generated content where search engine results don't necessarily appear. So it's a great way as a marketer to join the conversation where your customers are talking about you and have a way to participate in that dialogue.
Seems like a rather dry job. I mean, did you guys get into this because it was a good paycheck, or do you really is there something else behind this?
Yeah, we're just geeks, I guess, at the core. I guess Peter and I have both been doing search engine marketing in one form or another since about 1994, so we've never really done anything else for a living, and the industry's sort of been born around us, so it's right place, right time to some extent. I guess what is exciting to someone is kind of boring to someone else, so we think this is interesting.
When clients approach you, do they come and say, we want to buy banners and nothing else, we just want 468 by 60s, don't forget about these contextual ad things?
Not so much. Just given the fact that we're a search marketing firm, we don't do anything above and beyond search marketing. Oftentimes, we're not getting those kinds of requests. Certainly, backing up 3 years to when we started this company, our clients wanted to do banners and email and all these other things that we weren't necessarily interested in doing, or services we weren't offering. Sophistication is definitely, advertisers have become substantially more sophisticated over the past few years. And I think the interesting thing that's happened simultaneous to that is that the definition of search marketing has changed. So 3 years ago, we were talking about text ads on search results pages. And now, to your point, we're talking about contextual ads on content pages. We're buying image ads and auctions. So we are actually buying those types of units at this point, although it's not necessarily by using the mechanics that agencies were using going back 3, 4, 5 years.
Are you getting a lot of conversation around blogs, or are some of your clients coming to you and saying, hey, we want to get in the blogs? And if so, what are you doing about it?
To some extent, we have some very forward-looking clients that are interested in being featured on blog sites. And I think sometimes because they know they want to join that dialogue, other times because someone told them blogs are big and they need to be there. We're really trying to impose on our customers to really understand where their audience is and make sure that they're, now that we've got scalability in terms of internet advertising, making sure that they're on every nook and cranny of the web, speaking directly to the people who are looking, proactively looking for what it is they sell. So whether that's search results pages, blog pages, major news publications, or anywhere else, we now have efficiencies that can blanket the web with their message, and they can only pay for it when someone's interested in talking to them, which is unlike CPM advertising or any form of internet advertising that was way more intrusive in years past.
recently, Google has started to produce, with their AdSense program, video ads. And some people would say that video is the future of contextual advertising. Do you guys think that, or do you think it's somewhere else?
Well, I think video is a component of it. The definition of search has changed, and now there's all kinds of formats that are falling under contextual advertising. So whether it's video or Google Print or Google buying DMARC and ultimately going to put radio advertising into an auction, I think all of this can best be described as contextual advertising. And it's only a matter of time before we're talking about interactive TV, perhaps billboards, and all forms of offline media. So video is probably a more near-term opportunity, despite the fact that we certainly haven't scratched the surface on that. But there's tons of upside associated with contextual, and this market's just going to grow enormously in the coming years.
I would also add to that that banners didn't fail because banners suck and graphics are no good. Banners failed initially because they weren't targeted. And what Google and now Yahoo have done is figured out a way to create scalable systems that serve the right ad at the right time, at least most of the time, and obviously the systems are getting better. So this is a case where it's not necessarily about the ad format, but more about the targetability. Now, text was a great way to create scale on that market because it was a common denominator that everybody could leverage. Then came images, now comes video, and again, it's about making ads intriguing, and they're way more intriguing when someone's interested in seeing them. So that's a great starting point.
So are you saying that the link exchange banners that I used to put up on my website, you know, back in 1994, did me no good?
They did link exchange a lot of good, not necessarily you any good. Well, it's a different market, and obviously at that stage we were all feeling out what the market was and what it meant, and we got ad formats down, and search has obviously been at the forefront of this whole thing, and search initially took off because of the relevancy factor. And it's scaled largely because a lot of those human touch points have been eliminated in terms of creating a true efficient marketplace, or maybe an inefficient marketplace, but a marketplace nonetheless. At this stage, it's going to continue to scale at that rate, and you've still got people at various governing boards of internet advertising talking about terms and conditions and banner sizes, and that frankly, that's just laughable.
What do you think it's going to take to move Google from the number one position to a number two position, if anything?
Well, it's definitely not paying users to use another search engine. I don't think there's any question about that. I think ultimately what's going to happen is somebody's going to have to create a differentiated product. It's at this point, you can't even build an engine that is as good as Google. It's got to be substantially better. Not quite sure exactly what it is that's going to take, but I think the value proposition for the user definitely has changed. And again, can't just incentivize users by paying them. So I think we're going to need to see some degree of evolution on the part of the engines. I mean, MSN has done it to some extent on the advertiser side through AdCenter, and when they finally get that thing fully launched, I think we'll see the impact of that. But I think it's going to take a similar approach on the end user side or on the consumer side, and to this point we haven't seen it yet. So I think Google can be knocked off, but I think it's going to take a lot of work and a lot more creativity than we've seen to this point.
What's the most common question you guys get?
What do you use for bid management?
For bid management? And can you guys reveal that? Is that a trade secret?
It's not a trade secret at all. In fact, I mean, it's one of the interesting things we've seen in the past 3 years is that search marketing and bid management have become completely synonymous with one another. And while we think it's a hugely important component in the search marketing process, it's one variable in a much, much broader equation. So we view search as a campaign management problem, not necessarily a bid management problem. And that means picking the right keywords, writing good copy, launching across a bunch of engines, landing page optimization, reporting analytics, all that stuff. And our thought is that if you do a really good job with all of those factors, well, then you lessen the importance of bid management and you take a lot of the reliance off of it. Whereas if you're exclusively focused on your bid price, then you can't impact any of the other factors I previously alluded to. So we're trying to move that conversation away from what do you use for bid management. But I think just given the nature of search and that people are confused by it and oftentimes intrigued by moving numbers and different colors, they're very interested in what it is that we use for that specific function.
Now, I'm assuming that most of the people that approach you are businesses, like multi-gazillion dollar businesses come to your company and ask for help, right? Right? Yeah. Is that
mostly large organizations, and I should point out we work with both direct clients as well as their ad agencies, so generally larger organizations.
Well, I was curious to know, is this area of getting into contextual advertising, should it or could it be interesting to individual people, just individuals out there who are looking to get their name out and aren't having a good run of luck with organic search placement?
Absolutely. It's interesting for all the constituencies. I mean, if you're a publisher looking to make money, whether that's a little money or a lot of money, there's a great opportunity to monetize your pages because you no longer need to build a sales force. You could just plug in Google or Yahoo. If you are an advertiser, it's a great way to be able to acquire customers affordably because in years past to work with your traditional offline media channels, you generally needed a substantial budget. You can get started with a Google AdWords account for something like $25. Now, obviously, you might not have some of the systems in place or maybe the resources to go out and acquire or work with an outside firm like ours, but there's absolutely a great opportunity that large and small marketers alike should be looking at.
Right. And the one other thing I would add to that is that there's a lot of perishable content on the internet at this stage. And even if you are doing a good job, generally speaking, in terms of organic ranking, oftentimes a story is going to be of interest for 1, 2, 5 days. And you may not see that impact on the organic side, whereas an advertiser can actually buy contextual advertising and respond to things that are going on in the real world in a very timely fashion. So from that standpoint, we're big proponents in it. And whether it's, you know, working with entertainment companies around award shows like the Grammys or the Oscars or even politicians. I mean, John Kerry was getting swift voted and there's, you know, all this stuff about his record in Vietnam. He had an opportunity to respond to that through contextual advertising on blogs, and it was largely overlooked at that stage.
It's an interesting point, looking at what your competitors are doing and being able to advertise on their pages. You guys advise that as a gateway?
Well, you know, to Josh's point earlier, any time we can get our advertiser involved in the conversation that a consumer is interested in having, then certainly we're prepared to do that.
See, it's very interesting you use that word conversation, and I would agree with you. I would go as far as to say as contextual ads are very much a part of the conversation, insofar as a lot of people who, when I use the word conversation, might assume I'm talking about the blogosphere or the way the conversation kind of ebbs and flows. It was interesting the way you used that word, though. It was out of context that I had normally perceive it to be.
Let's remember that I think according to Pew Internet Life, 5 out of 6 users don't understand the difference between contextual ads and what the content actually is, and that's on search pages and non-search pages. So fact of the matter is if they're reading, you know, using Peter's example, something about John Kerry or a politician or a corporation or whoever it is, the user sees content and they're going to react to the content on the page. And part of that content inevitably will be Google AdSense or Yahoo Publisher Network or some other form of ad. So it is invariably part of the conversation, whether or not we realize it, and it gives marketers a great opportunity to join that discussion. If, in fact, someone's saying something positive or negative about their ad, they've got a chance to steer the dialogue on their own terms, which is something that previously did not exist in any form of marketing.
It's a very interesting perspective. I don't know if anybody's ever brought that up before. Very curious. So where do you think this whole search engine space is going? I know where we're at today, but what's going to happen next?
Well, again, I think we just scratched the surface as far as this whole thing is concerned. At a very high level, you know, make the case that the relationship between interactive agencies and SEMs today mirrors what was going on between traditional agencies and interactive agencies in the mid to late 90s. And there's going to be any number of companies that actually emerge as the winners over time. And I think going forward, the definition of a search marketing firm starts to change and they become digital marketing agencies. And that's largely because we've seen that advertising should be bought and sold in an auction format. It's really efficient. It's really scalable. And the SEMs, as they stand today, have a discipline that, you know, the traditional interactive agency doesn't necessarily have. So as this format continues to expand online and offline, we think firms like this are really well positioned for success in the future. And obviously companies like Google and Yahoo and God knows how many others are just going to become bigger and bigger over time.
Yeah, I would also add to that. I mean, that so Peter's comments are largely from the advertiser perspective, and that's absolutely right, and that's the way we look at the universe. There's also we're in the era of content creation, and that's, you know, there's a very low cost to produce content, whether that's text content, video, graphical, or otherwise. And right now, search is the common thread that's helping people find that needle in the haystack. So the definition of search continues to expand and expand, and the ubiquity of the search box is only going to become more and more so in that it used to be about reply query box, reply page. Well, now you've got contextual on non-reply pages. Soon we're going to start seeing more search opportunities within mobile environments, kiosks, and everywhere else. And whether it's the little Google box, the little Yahoo box, or somewhere else, or someone else, I should say, will start becoming everywhere in a fabric through our lives. And that's an important thing to note about our little world that we're living in day to day right now.
Well, thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it,
Chris.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.